joining us this morning from Keep Watch and also SFM-ish. Vonda Kay joining us this morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're good.
Glad to be up and going this morning on this early morning. So you mentioned that I'm in with Keep Watch. If folks don't know what Keep Watch is, we are a ministry that goes in just prayer walking in schools. And a lot of people say, is that even legal? Yep, it is. We go when kids aren't in class, when school hours, you know, before or after. And God has given us just such huge favor with this. The ministry started 5 years ago with two schools, and we started this school year with close to 100 schools, which is crazy. So yeah, it's exciting. And especially like Jeff said, it's the week of See You at the Pole. So we thought, hey, let's come on in and talk about this. I'm going to get a chance to hang out with you.
Very cool.
Yeah. Just if folks don't know, kind of like you hear, okay, you're going to go through a prayer walk. What does that even mean? Like we want to just kind of tell people what that encompasses. And each week we pick out, there's a different theme for everybody across the board who does things with Keep Watch, who's an official Keep Watch volunteer. And we focus on that theme. So for this week, the theme is Praise God Who is Bold. So we're talking about, we have a bold God. We have one who's not timid and sits back. And every week, those who are volunteers or participate in Keep Watch, they get either emailed or on our app. We have a handy app on our phone where we have a prayer focus that they get sent. And so what we do is we send out some scripture because we know that when we pray scripture, God's word doesn't return void. And when we're all praying the same things, we see that that's, you know, there's unity in that and there's power in that when we all come together on something. So we're just, you know, talking about the scripture that we're kind of praying is that part your heavens, Lord, and come down, touch the mountains so that they smoke. Psalm 144:5, and then Revelation 1:17 says, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. And so then, you know, we go on and we just pray that, you know, God, you are bold. You're the one who not only created everything, but you let your presence be known in huge and in mighty ways. We've seen that throughout all of history. And we just ask that you continue to do that even in our midst. And then goes on and gives us some other things to pray for, like to pray for hearts to approach God boldly. So in Hebrews 10:19, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. And then in Corinthians 3:12, it says, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. So we thank God then, you know, thank you that we can come boldly, that not only you are a bold God, but you give us the courage and give us a boldness to come to you and ask anything that we want. And that's not like a Christmas list, but you know the things that we have need of and the things that we need provision for and the things that we just seek after him and that we can go to him boldly because of our relationship with him. And then we pray for hearts to be bold for God within our schools. And so Ephesians 6:20 says, pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. And Psalm 138:3 says, and on the day I called, you answered me and you made me bold with strength in my soul. So then we just pray, you know, God, give the students that are in the school who know you and the staff and the administration just a boldness to speak your name, to speak for you and to show other people who you are. And so that's just a very simple way as we kind of come together all at the beginning of a prayer walk and then just have a chance to disperse and go throughout the school and pray for things specifically for the school. It's not a loud, rowdy thing. It's not a, hey, come look at us. It's really kind of a almost at that point in time, I wouldn't say covert because many people know who we are. And if you're a Keep Watch volunteer, I'll tell you about this in a second, but you have a lanyard on that identifies you. So people know what we're in there and doing, but it's not something that I think some people get kind of intimidated. Like, am I going to have to be, you know, walking through the halls?
Teachers, yeah. Let me pray for your child.
Nope. No. And that's not what it is at all. As a matter of fact, we want to be respectful of the teachers and administrators and their time. And we don't, you know, we can be pleasant and greet them, but we don't want to, unless we're approached and invited, we don't want to just barge in and take over and pray in their classrooms and things like that. Now, most definitely, if they invite you in and ask you to do that, most certainly be able to do, you know, have that opportunity. But most prayer walks that go through schools take anywhere from 15 minutes to 30 minutes, and it's once a week. We ask people to commit to going into their schools once a week to do so. The average number of people that do a prayer walk per school is 2.3. So if you want to be, you know, one of the whole numbers, that would be great where you're there consistently all the time.
Bump that up to 3.
That's right. I'll tell you what, this is my fifth year prayer walking. I started in that first year when my daughter was in grade school. This is my third year in her high school, having a chance to do that in her school where she's at now. And we've just seen God do some amazing things. It's just been crazy, just the opportunities that come. And sometimes you go through and you think, okay, I don't see any fruit from this. I'm here every week, but I don't see any fruit from this. But then there's other times that you see it immediately, that teachers are drawn to you, students are drawn to you. People will come up and say, hey, at one school that I was in, we had a lunch lady who she would each week keep track of needs of kids, and she would give us a list for us to pray even beyond school for those kids. And so different things like that that can happen. It's a very cool time. Something else that we do at Keep Watch is that at the end of the prayer focus every week is we have a, which I know that you guys do as well, as you're looking for schools, and we're kind of joining up here to do this together more effectively, but throughout our area, focus in on a school district. And so, you know, in the coming weeks, we're going to have some folks who call in on Monday mornings and talk about what district we're focusing in, and encourage people, especially within those districts, to pray with us throughout the week for that district. But, you know, all the things that we do, and we can set out the prayer focus for the week, we encourage you to, wherever you're at, to pray those things for your schools, for your students, for the staff that are around and everything. Now, as far as going into the schools, we pave the way for you. We make sure that there's permission given by the school system from the superintendents and the principals so that you have that. You can't just barge in and say, hey, I'm going to do this because it's my right. We want to be gracious in how that we present things. But the other thing that we do is everybody who goes through officially as a Keep Watch prayer volunteer has to go through a training. We have several of those lined up. Matter of fact, an exciting thing is we have some breaking out into even up into Michigan in the next couple of weeks. So that's very cool how God is expanding this. But you can go on our website at keepwatchprayer.org and go to the events, and you can see when there's different prayer trainings that are going on. We also do a background check, and when we do that, then we give you a pictured ID and a lanyard. That way you can be identified. And we do that to just give peace of mind. We live in a day and age where that's just respectful, and that's just the smart thing for us to do, especially if you have kids. You understand that, right? Who you want to have around your kids. So we do all of those things. There's no charge to be a part of Keep Watch. We just want to get as many people out praying in the schools as we can. We also encourage churches to join with us and encourage the people in their churches to get trained up and maybe even reach out to a school in their neighborhood of the church. It opens so many doors for outreach for a church to do stuff like that as well. So it's a lot of fun. It's an amazing ministry to be a part of, and to see God open so many doors for us, and not us as a ministry, but us as the church to go in, us as the body of Christ to go in and to have an impact on our schools. I really think that you're going to see God just blow this out of the water in the next weeks and days and months to come. So,
and see you at the poll, a student-led, must be a student-led thing, but this can be a parent-led effort.
Right. And as a matter of fact, students are not allowed to be a part of this because of just the nature of it. However, we're looking at some things because we do have students who say, we want to do this too. And so we're looking at hopefully this year coming up with, we'll keep you up to date on that, as well as students who are going to do some prayer walks within their own schools. But that's not to say that a student can't download the app and a student can't have that prayer focus or even go online and get it. I mentioned
prayer walk your school into every day.
Every day. That's exactly right. If you go to our website at keepwatchprayer.org, if you go to the updates each week, you can see what that prayer focus is, and you can sign up to have it emailed to you directly if you want to get it that way, or you can go on your app, whatever store, app store you go to, and it's the ACTS, A-C-T-S, then the number 2, Toledo. And if you download that app, we were part of a bigger ministry, Acts 2 Toledo, with Urban Rise and Rocket Rise and Keep Watch. And so there's a tab on there for Keep Watch, and you can, that's the way I do it. I walk through the school with my phone and do it off my phone. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Vonda, thanks so much for being in.
My pleasure.